Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's you don't a understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year... Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Testimonials pouring in.
What's that now?
Says Mike, I can't get enough of schedule week. All caps, by the way, so you know he respects it. Takes me back to middle school.
Says Mike, that's you.
No, this is Mike Jones.
Okay, different Mike.
Different Mike. Takes me back to middle school math puzzles. Logic problems, I think they were called. Quote, Judy in the red hat had the hamburger. Sally in the blue hat had spaghetti. Who had tacos and was wearing the green hat? Thank you so much. You're welcome, Mike. Nice to hear from you. I love those. I still can find my way to one of those logic. You ever do those? There'd be like a whole book of them you could buy.
Yeah, no.
Not easy sometimes, those.
No.
They give you like five facts, and you have to figure out the whole puzzle from the five facts. Yeah. Bam.
Good yeah, stuff. No, I don't feel like I have really done enough to exercise my brain over the years. I'm very intellectually lazy. I'm too busy trying to remember like the lineage of bass players in certain bands. Like that's what my brain power is taken up doing, I think.
All well and good.
No, completely and utterly functionally useless. But, you know, whatever. It's there. I want to correct a goof on my part. You've said a few times, is Netflix carrying all three? Prime has got the night game on Christmas. So Netflix has got the afternoon games and Prime. So there are three games on Christmas Day. Two will be on Netflix and an evening game will be on Prime. So we will not find out all of the Christmas Day schedule necessarily when Netflix makes their announcement Wednesday in advance of the evening reveal of the whole thing. But
anyway, yep.
Just wanted to get that all right. Out there.
Who has the NLL finals? Prime, Netflix, Hallmark.
I'm not sure where you're going to find that.
Game one is the Bandits at home against Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan beat Halifax in two to advance to the finals. I think it's Friday, Sunday, back here on Friday for the elimination game, if they need it.
Yeah,
if they need it. I watched a lot of lacrosse this weekend, not just in person, not just high school, but college. The NCAA tournament started. Some great games. Notre Dame was incredible over Ohio State. Georgetown took out Duke, didn't see it. Richmond beat Carolina. That was really good from down 4-0. Syracuse needs overtime to beat Harvard. That was exciting.
I saw some chatter about that on the social networks yesterday, that Syracuse had
good stuff.
Done something good.
So. Cornell is the number one team. So there's eight teams left. A big win for Everton. On Saturday, sure. I watched Peacock. Hello, sure. Peacock.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The different services is making me crazy and broke, but that was pretty good.
You know, I mean, it's so crazy. It's smart on their part. I honestly, we've been in here 3 hours today, do it again tomorrow, and then Wednesday, by the time we're done, maybe we usually feel like we've got it, and, you know, whatever. It'll come. I walked out walking around just now during the last break, and I'm thinking about all the streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just don't. Why do I have all these? And the first thought I actually had was the OG Netflix. I think I don't say I never go there, but I don't feel like I need to. You know, we have Apple TV and I watch a lot of stuff. Very rarely do I get hooked on something on Netflix. It's happened, but I can usually find enough other stuff other places. So I think, you know, that's the one. We should just get rid of that. And then I went, yeah, but the football.
Well, it's
and it's
how
one
long
it's one
now?
Day, but I'm like, I'm gonna want it.
It's so, 7 months away.
I know.
Cancel it, and then they'll beg for you to come back for 5 cents a year.
Right.
Maybe.
You'd hope.
Well, if it's Christmas, you can't go out
right
and watch those two games.
Right. That's how I've gotten away with Peacock the last couple of years. Because I got it for whatever. Was it the Dolphin playoff game
yes.
in Kansas City?
Yes.
Right? That's 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it for that and then quickly ditched it. Because I was like, I don't know. I didn't want to go out that night. But last year I did. I don't need to be home for this. I can go play a road game here, hang out somewhere, watch the game. But I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it to cancel it if I'm only going to get it back for football. But it is 7 months away. That's $20 a month or more times seven. I mean, it's not nothing.
Definitely not.
So I don't know.
You don't need it between now and then.
Right. I really don't.
That's what you got to do. You got to make the cut.
Yeah.
We have three Eagles games already. Not the one against the Bills. There will be one here. But the opener home to Dallas. Then Black Friday, they got the Bears, Eagles-Bears in Philadelphia. And a Saturday in Week 16 at Washington. So Philadelphia has three of its games already known.
That's the treatment you get when you're the champs, I guess.
That's right.
You get out ahead of everybody. Your fans get to make their plans a couple of days early.
We've moved into thinking that the Bills game announcement, if there is one Wednesday morning, will be for a game very late in the season. Where does that leave the opener? Like, I don't know. I guess you could have both. NBC or primetime.
Sure.
Both. I still love the Jacksonville Raiders idea from last week on the Monday night. Week one, but it could be anybody. Really, almost anybody could be in that slot. It's just that it would be the NFL debut for the two hottest rookies, I think I would say, in Travis Hunter
yeah.
and Ashton Jeanty. So they play each other this year. I'd love that in
yeah,
that spot.
When you brought that up last week, I initially was like, get out of here. Jacksonville and the Raiders. Blech. You know, that is you got to readjust. I said this on draft night. Like, I'm sort of looking at Jacksonville differently. I know I'm going to have a hard time getting anywhere because of a running back, but that is they are two of the most interesting players from the draft. You know, even considering the quarterbacks,
like ever.
Yeah,
I think
okay. I wouldn't go that far, but it
on Jeanty you wouldn't go that
certainly
far.
This draft. You know, yeah. Hunter's like a one in a million,
right?
So like definitely for him.
How are they going to use him? You want to see?
Yeah. I did see over the weekend, like this first round of like rookie minicamp, like the Bills had, he worked only on offense, but the coach is already saying like next round of, you know, team, whatever they're doing, whatever they're calling it. But the next time they do that, they're going to start, you know, opening up the defensive playbook to him. Like he's going to do some work on at corner at the next, you know, OTAs or whatever they're having.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely are starting out here planning to do, you know, use him for both. So not that that's a big surprise, but still it's confirmation.
I promised you some wide receiver content.
Besides Gabe Davis visiting the 49ers?
Didn't even know that was going to happen today, but yes, besides that. And it again involves Warren Sharp, who had the stat about the Bills being 6-0 on Thursdays in the last five seasons. It's 7-0 in the last 6 years, including the Dallas win on Thanksgiving. He also had – I've been – meaning to look this up, I'm glad he did the work for me here because I think I would have had to go team by team to get what I wanted. He does that here. Most expensive wide receiver rooms in 2025.
I saw this chart.
By cap hit. And the Bills come in 18th at wide receiver, $26.6 million, which is not the bottom, obviously. I mean, that's not like they're not spending at all. But I think what the controversy, if it's that, has been about is how much they're spending on the certain guys they're spending it on. And so that's cap hit for this year. You see teams right around them, the Texans are one at 16 with Nico Collins and now two day two draft picks and Christian Kirk. at the position. I mean, Collins is elite, I think, I would say. Also, right about at $1 million more is Minnesota with Jefferson, who got paid, and Addison. And they've had other guys, too. But it's really Jefferson and then Addison. One spot up from them is the Rams. Bills are 18th. Rams are 13th. That's Puka. That's Davante Adams.
No more Cooper Kupp. Right.
No more Cooper Kupp. So some of these teams in the middle, even I can't really say point to Carolina yet, but McMillan is a top 10 draft pick. Leggett was a first-round pick last year. Thielen is there.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Older, but he's, you know, he gets paid. Jalen Coker came on. Yeah. I feel like I'm stretching now to bring in teams like that. But it's these teams in the middle that have made a similar investment and have stars at the position, which the Bills don't. So it's not like the Bills don't spend. It's more just like their choices. And I think, like I tweeted about this earlier this afternoon, just to point out that tight end is not included, and the Bills spent $18 million more on their two tight ends. That's, again, by cap hit. Knox is 15-4, I think, which is almost like the second or third highest on the team. I think it's third highest on the team.
Yeah.
Allen Dawkins, right? And then Kincaid is 3-6.
You're right about that, yeah.
Okay, so if you put tight ends in to this list, the Bills are going to move way up.
Yeah.
And you're going to wonder, like, well, what are they getting for their $41 million? Right.
They'll also move way up next year when Shakir's contract hits, because he's still, his cap number, despite the big $15 million a year annual average value type stuff, his cap hit is still reflective of his rookie contract for this year. So his cap hit is really small. It's like not even in the top, sorry, I've got like the top 10 open here on the team, and he's not listed until you get down to 25th. His cap hit is 2.5 this year. So that'll go way, way up for him. What is their whole number, did you say, by the way, the Bills' number?
Just receiver?
Yeah.
26-6.
Okay. So he'll be more than half of that next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or close to it. I don't know how the breakdown is year by year, but whatever. This number does not reflect that contract extension. So,
yep.
Not that that changes who they have there. I mean, all they're going to do is be paying more for the same player next year. And then whatever else they do, you know, around him.
The Chiefs come in under $20 million, 19-8, 28th in the league. So they're young. That's what that is, right? Rice worthy. Brown isn't expensive.
Right.
That's their group. Maybe even Juju still. I mean, he was not expensive when they got
him. Right. Everything they've got is not expensive. That's right.
His rookie
right.
type deals. Someone I'm forgetting there. I mean, Kelsey would be another team where the tight end number would pop. But down near the bottom of the league. Last is the Chargers spending $17 million even cap money on wide receiver. And, you know, they lost Palmer to the Bills. Palmer wasn't making as much playing for them. Mike Williams is back there. McConkey, a second-round pick last year, same as Coleman, would be, like, their best guy.
Yep. You are not forgetting anyone on KC. I just went to their – Juju is still there. Wow. Sky Moore is still there. Justin Ross is still there. I'm deep into their depth chart here. They added Jalen Royals in the draft.
Right.
But, yeah, it's all even Sky Moore is still hanging on to a rookie contract there.
That's a day two pick. Yeah. Royals was a fourth round pick this year.
Right.
So
that's their room. Worthy, Henderson, Brown, Hollywood Henderson. I saw Hollywood on my
Henderson.
Screen and I went out.
Welcome to the show.
I went Henderson. Wow, I'm broken. Rice, Sky Moore. Yeah, that's it.
That's a guy whose story you'd want to know if you don't know his name. Cowboys.
Hollywood Henderson?
Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah. Do a little Googling. Yeah. That could be,
he was a character.
That could be fun. Yes.
He also won the lottery. Did you know that?
That sounds familiar. Yes.
He had sort of a controversial career, and then I think post-retirement won the lottery. Thomas Hollywood Henderson. Cincinnati, number one, $55 million. Jason Higgins.
Right. How'd they do that? Yeah.
Tampa, number two, Evans Godwin, McMillan, and now Ibuka from the first round this year. First round receiver, like pick 16 or 18, whatever that was. That's pretty good money. Tennessee is third.
Wow.
Ridley.
I got
Io Manor and DK from this draft.
I got to go to their depth chart. That seems incredible to me.
That Tennessee.
That high. Good Lord.
45 and a half at wide receiver alone.
Ridley, Van Jefferson new this year. Tyler Lockett pretty recently.
Okay. Right. That can't be huge.
Right. Treylon Burks, no.
First round pick.
They drafted your guy from Stanford.
Yep.
Iamano, mm-hmm. is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, another rookie, Jamera a fourth DK. Round rookie. Yeah. How in the world? Wow.
Ridley's a huge number.
Yeah. That's
they just basically blank checked him away from Jacksonville when he had the suspension.
Yeah.
And he played a little game with it in social media and ended up signing with Tennessee for huge money. They spend more on receiver than Miami does.
That is Hill and Waddle. That is incredible.
I know. Washington is fifth.
And Ridley is like Lockett's had an incredible career, but he's clearly like going the wrong way.
Yep.
Van Jefferson's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world are you third in the league in receiver spending with only one guy that like, I'd even consider, like, oh, let me get that guy on my team.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a hard yes on Ridley.
No, right.
Wow, that's incredible.
Right.
Woo.
Washington at 42. After McLaurin.
I need a minute. I want to go look. You with your fantasy stuff, you might have like, the stuff.
I'm blanking on Washington.
Well, Debo.
Knew. Okay, that's why.
Debo, yeah.
That's why they're so high.
They inherited a big contract there, yeah.
I'm not used to that yet. Debo Samuel on Washington. Are you drafting him?
I wouldn't.
Are you drafting much Debo?
No.
I'm not yet. Also can't be drafting too often because Underdog is banned in New York. You can't even really ask me anymore.
That's tough.
I literally host a show about trends in best ball rankings on Underdog, and I can't pick teams without traveling, you know, 3 hours round trip to be able to do it. And that's just doing what? All that is doing is crossing the state line, buying teams in slow drafts, and then coming back and, you know, working off of an 8-hour clock for the next 3-4 weeks per draft. I'm not even actually sitting there and drafting, which I prefer because I think I'm quick. And if it's a 30-second clock or even a 20-second clock, I feel like I have an edge there. 8 hours, I mean, I'll forget sometimes to even do it. I had one last night, rookie draft, so I was able to do it without having to travel, you know, long distances, where FFPC stops the clock. I think it's from 2 a.m. to 8. If it's not 2, it's midnight. But the clock is stopped overnight. And this often happens to me on Sundays. By Sunday night, we're watching TV. I'm just, like, not plugged in at all. Had a lacrosse banquet last night. On a weeknight, this almost never happens to me. But on a Sunday night, that's the night where I'm the most vulnerable to, like, sort of forgetting
You have something.
Drafts or something. Yeah. Right. So that happened last night. I think of it when I wake up Monday morning, and I looked at my clock from that one draft. I had 11 seconds left.
Wow.
It's 8 hours. So it would have ticked down for 8 hours until whatever, 2 a.m. when they stop it. And I had 11 seconds. Not intentional. I got away with it.
Well, see, you got to do the thing that you say you'd be good at, which is make a quick decision there, even though it really wasn't the case.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Logistically, that's how it worked out.
And the clock was not going to start until 8 a.m., and I was up well before that, so I did have like 2 hours
okay. In
that case. But still, I mean, just to see 11 seconds right. On your clock right. Is like, just how did that happen?
You got away with it.
I got away with it. Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh on the latest, if there is any latest, on Aaron Rodgers, the state of the Steelers, and more. That's next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.